T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. We are broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. You got another hour with us, and then Dukes and Bell from 2 to 7, also at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Tomorrow we'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead for all your tournament action. As the tournament is underway, live coverage of the tournament starts on the radio station at 7 p.m. If you're looking for a game right now that's currently in progress, you can listen at westwood1.com, but Michigan State, Mississippi State underway, Duquesne, and BYU as well, and more action coming throughout the entire day. So we'll keep you updated on everything that's going on. The next game to tip off will be at 1:30, Akron versus Creighton.
All right.
From Pittsburgh.
Obviously got some people here. We've got a Michigan State guy over here with the Michigan State polo on. Just saw a North Carolina guy come through with a laptop and a headset in a jersey.
Is he doing a podcast?
I don't know. I was curious. Okay. He has a headset like we're wearing right now.
Yeah.
Has a headset, laptop, jersey. So okay. He's doing a North Carolina college basketball podcast maybe.
Maybe.
Or so. I mean, everybody has a podcast now.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So this is like us. We're casters. Or we're, what do you say, potties or we're casters?
Not potties.
I like not potty is what the kids do. Potty.
Yeah. I don't know. I like cast.
I don't like cast.
We're casting?
We're casting. I don't like that. That sounds bro-ish.
Okay. Potting. We could just say podcasting.
No, it's
the whole
formal
thing. No, it's too formal.
Yeah.
Potties. I don't know.
Podding.
Pod? Podding.
Pod.
Podding.
Yeah.
We're like pod partners.
Yeah. No.
I pronounce all the letters, Randy. You should be very familiar with this by now. Stunting and flexing, okay? I don't know, but we do a podcast. We didn't do it today, though. So all that podcast talk, just to let you know, we didn't do it today because we're live on location. We won't do it tomorrow either because we'll be live on location. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't subscribe to the Off the Cuff podcast and the Andy and Randy podcast. It'll be delivered straight to your podcast folder on your phone every single day. You can listen to it on your lunch break. You can listen to it in your bedroom with your lady. You can listen to it anywhere. It's the do-all, do-everything podcast.
Gets you in the mood.
Yeah. The sexiest show in sports radio.
Yeah, the podcast that gets you in the mood.
Michigan State's got a 31-24 lead at halftime over Mississippi State. BYU has scored a few more points now. They're down 17-10 to Duquesne.
Yeah, I was looking at my bracket because obviously it's sitting right here beside me. And I did pick BYU in this game. Duquesne's playing Inspired Ball in their new LeBron 21s,
yeah,
which is always the coolest thing. Because of how, I'm sure they got a big old warehouse with multiple sizes of everybody. And just, hey, send them over. Where's Duquesne at?
In Pittsburgh.
Okay. So get them to Pittsburgh from Oregon, because that's where the Nike factory is. So get them all the way to Pittsburgh before this game, which is so cool.
I don't know if that's where the Nike factory is. I think the Nike
see,
factory
that's what
might
I see. I was not going to do that, Andy, okay? I read the label.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know where they made that.
The Nike headquarters.
I'm talking about the headquarters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
shoes are at the Nike headquarters.
I don't think the shoes were stitched in Oregon, but you know what I mean. It's
I know
all
what
good.
You mean.
It's all good.
The shoes that were fine,
gotta
that
keep
were,
the cost
that, were, that were finished.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then they were shipped from a place to Oregon.
Yeah.
Beaverton, right?
Beaverton. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
Beaverton.
Right. That's right.
And then from Beaverton, they went to Pittsburgh. How about that?
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Beaverton was the second stop.
It's the middle spot.
It's the middle spot.
Middleman.
Yeah. I don't know that they.
The middleman.
made them in Oregon. But, yeah, now they have them, which is really exciting.
I mean, that's cool, though.
Yeah, sure. I mean, anything like that. Now, Jersey Mike was kind of making fun of him. He was saying the LeBrons that kind of look like a, what do you say, look like a dolphin?
He's a hater like anyway. Mike's a hater.
Yeah?
No, Mike's good people. Okay. Mike's good people. We were trying to figure, because Mike wears rocking the hat, and he has a hat with the string across the front. I've never paid attention to why people wear them. I never bought a hat with them, but there wasn't a judgment that I'm like, I ain't buying a hat with a string, because I just never thought to buy a hat with the string across the front of it.
Yeah, it's, you know, people have seen them. The bill, and then it's got, like, the little rope
across
the top. Sometimes it's multicolored. I think it's sort of like a retro golf look.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like Lee Trevino and those guys back in the day, like the 70s, they were rocking those hats with the ropes on them, and now all the golf hats come with them on them. It might have been – they might be overdoing it now, because it seems like every hat you get now has a rope on it, or at least there's always an option to have it. I have bought multiple roped hats.
You gave me one.
And I look stupid in all of them.
Yeah,
like, every time I'm like, I'm going to look cool. This is going to be the one. This is going to be the one that I pull off and I look awesome in, and I'm 0 for like 7.
Well, stop buying hats then, Bunk.
That's it.
I think that's the
bottom line.
But yeah, don't buy them
more
hats.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't buy a lot of hats
until I find that one.
Yeah.
Find that one that fits.
Yeah. I don't buy a lot of hats. People know I wear hats a lot. All the time, so I get given hats a lot of times.
The thing about you, though, that's nice is, like,
I got a hat head.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Your head is the right size for hats.
Yes,
so,
hat head.
Just the generic hat that companies make and people bring to us, or the 92.9 The Game hats or whatever, the Georgia hat you're wearing right now, like, it fits right. Like, you put it on, it fits right.
Yes.
I do not have a hat head. Yeah. I have a different type of head.
I'm more of an adjustable. I mean, the thing about it is my head, I have the perfect hat head. So, because I like wear snapbacks, I don't never have to adjust snapback when I first buy it.
Yeah,
it's just,
and I have to adjust it.
Yes,
and I don't like to wear a snapback if there's only two snaps,
because it just looks like it shows.
It looks like a very exactly.
It shows.
That's just a lot of plastic.
It shows.
And if anyone didn't know how big my head was, then that just points it out even further.
Now
I have been getting targeted ads on social media from a company called Mammoth Headwear, which I'm a little bit offended by. I'm like, damn, Mammoth. I used to use the word big, but, like, Mammoth is an aggressive adjective.
Yes.
But I'm thinking about it because they look like they'd fit right.
Well,
you know?
Hey, Doc, I'm all
you
for
got
you.
All this dome up here, man.
It's not even the dome, Andy. It's a regular-sized head.
No, it isn't.
I'll give you a damn compliment.
If I was 6'8", then it would be. That's why I'm convinced that this late 30s, early 40s, probably soon –
you got to grow into your head.
Scandinavian growth spurt is going to happen. These legs are going to sprout.
I'm hoping so, dog.
I think it's going to happen. All right, let's get to the big story.
So.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
I'm hoping so.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
It's been a very restful process. Something we took into consideration from day one, which was, you know, how are we going to prepare for the 2024 NFL season? And I sat down, talked to Junior. I said, listen, we can do one of two things. You can pitch yourself in the realm of an NFL player now and prepare for the future, or you can get ready to do things that everyone else is doing. And when I explained it to him, we said that, look, when you're a rookie coming in this league, and after you've been playing 3 or 4 years of college football, it's kind of tough to maintain and be strong and have a great, you know, rookie season. So I said, if we just rest, just like every other player or NFL receiver is doing right now in January and February, I think it'll, you know, pay off more for you later on down the line.
So that's Marvin Harrison Sr.
I love
when
a dad says Junior.
Oh.
I love it when a dad. Cause
I thought you were going to say, I love someone actually talking about your body.
Oh, I love that.
Because
part.
That's what you talk about all the time. Like, guys don't do that
anymore. You don't get a chance to do it. One. And this the biggest reason with Marvin Harrison Sr. is talking about with his son just finished a season, right?
Yeah.
It ain't even about recovery. It's the fact that you're not even doing football stuff. You're doing drill work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Very specific, a lot of it like track speed related stuff that has nothing to do with what you're going to be doing in the NFL. Now, again, guys have been doing that for a long time and still gone on to be pretty good in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I don't know that this is like necessarily going to change everything.
Andy, it's
but he would know.
He would know. And again, love when he says Junior. I told Junior, love it. But I think that he has a plan for his son. You know what I mean? And if you don't listen to your dad, who is a Hall of Fame wide receiver,
right,
who knows what it takes. Now, they're completely different inside. Like, Junior is way bigger than his dad was, but his dad's a bad man. But I look at it from that standpoint, he would know. He would know. Now, is this a different approach? I know you said yesterday that you'll probably see more of this. Because the thing with Marvin Harrison Marvin Harrison, everybody has weaknesses. He don't have a lot of them, you know, and he looks like he's a guy that you can just go plug and play. He don't. What do he need to run a 40? Have you ever seen anybody catch him?
No.
What does he need to run routes for? Have you seen him route up people all the time?
Yeah.
Have you seen him play big time in big time games? Except when he played for Georgia, he was killing my ass until blah happened and he got his ass knocked out. But other than that,
that's what he's got to work on.
That's what he got to work on.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah, because he got
Javon Bullard's coming. Look out for Bullard. Yeah, right. All of that is true. I would say, like, other guys are doing it also, and they're probably going to be okay. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Like, if Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't want to do any drills, he doesn't have to. He's not going to. He's going to get drafted at the latest, probably fifth, by the Chargers, which, by the way, makes even more sense now after they got rid of both of their wide receivers earlier this week. The latest he's going to go is fifth. Roma Dunze and Malik Nabers are also going to get drafted really early. They did stuff, too, and I think they're probably going to be okay. But when guys see Marvin Harrison get drafted fifth overall and not do anything and have a restful build up to the draft, like his dad said, very calmly. What a calm voice.
Marvin is very calm, brother.
Yeah, just a real relaxed sounding voice. More guys are going to do it. This is what it's going to be. And it's not just going to be wide receivers. Like, if they feel like you can do this and still go high and sort of control, because I feel like it's more about controlling the process than anything, which is fine.
Right.
Like, you're one of the best guys, like, you have the juice here. I just feel like more guys are going to copy it and try to control their process going forward.
There's nothing wrong with that if you're him.
Doesn't make any difference to me,
but that's like,
I don't need to see Marvin Harrison run routes or do anything. I saw him do it at Ohio State. He's good
if you're him.
Yeah,
that's
now
what I'm
I will say this: if people want to use this as a like a detractor on Marvin Harrison Jr. and decide not to draft him, that'd be great.
Hell yeah.
Slide on down to eight.
Ease on down to eight.
Come on down to eight.
Yes, sir.
We love you at eight.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, and we were listening, I was reading some earlier that they're talking about the Cardinals are actively shopping for. I still think it's too early to shop for. I still think it's too early because, I mean, I think if you're going up to four, right?
If you're Minnesota,
exactly. If you're Minnesota, you're trading up to four already.
Yeah. Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet.
You know what I mean? Just wait, because the only way you won't do it because you're worried somebody might jump up there to do it this early. Because everybody knows that you're going for a quarterback. We know that. To me, it was like you're settling for the fourth quarterback.
Yeah.
This early. Now, if you're
– Well, then if the Patriots decide they want more, then
right.
I wouldn't do it
that's
yet.
That's what I wouldn't do it yet.
All right, this hour brought to you by the Man Cave Cave Game this season at Man Cave Store.
Bob's listening. What up, Bobby? He told me to tell Andy hello.
Hey, neighbor Bob.
Neighbor Bob's listening.
What's going on? We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more NCAA tournament as multiple games are underway. We're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. All your tournament coverage. Dukes and Bell going to be here today from 2 to 7 as well. We'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead tomorrow for the NCAA tournament as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. The visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. Final couple segments for us live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Tomorrow, we will be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, also watching NCAA tournament basketball. Dukes and Bell going to be here today from 2 to 7. They'll be there tomorrow at Twin Peaks in Buckhead as well from 2 to 7. So if you're looking for a place to view a whole bunch of basketball games all at once, these places are the place to go because they got a lot of TVs. They got good food. They got cold beer, 28 degrees right now.
Young
beautiful
ladies.
It's the place to be.
Yeah, Lumberjack outfits. So, yes, this is the place to be tomorrow. Today and tomorrow. And don't forget, tomorrow I will be – well, today, Abe and Chris are going to be at Cheetah. I think Bo's going to be there too today. And then tomorrow I will be over there hanging out. So make sure you guys come. I'll be there about 2:30 tomorrow. So come hang out with me and 929 The Game and watch some basketball, drink some brews. And glance like Abe would do.
Glance.
Yeah.
Stare.
Glance,
man.
Ooga.
Peep.
Oh, yeah.
Ogle.
Don't say peep.
Well.
Peep means freak.
Some people peep.
Peep means freak.
Some people peep.
It means freak.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I glance. I'm a glancer. He's like, oh, there it is. No, you know.
Say what?
There it is.
You right.
Oh. Maybe a little head nod. You know, you make eye contact. It's fine.
Yeah,
keep it cool.
Yeah,
you know what
but,
I mean?
But
some people peep.
Some people peep. But there are always – there are different types of shake goers.
There are.
There are different types of shake goers. There's a conversation shake goer. Hey, how are you doing? Hi. Yeah. You know, there's the peeper.
The peeper, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't looking.
It's like a person who's never been there before, you know what I mean?
Exactly. There's that guy that – how I used to be. Bring that over here, girl! How I used to be.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Used to be.
Used to be.
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
None of that tomorrow.
Yeah, then there's the guy who is actually interested in conversation. So. How long you been doing this?
And I'll be honest with you, that was me. That was me. I was like, all right, this is great. We just get a dance, whatever. But like
that's the thing about it is, dog. I need you to shake. All right, don't be back there and then you talking to me while you leaning back on me. Yeah, and I'm going to Emory now. And
oh, cool. What are you studying?
And then what are you studying?
Oh, wow. I took a couple anthropology classes
exactly.
when I was an undergrad.
I need you. We talked about this. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. Well,
Yeah, I'm happy for you, and I do want to hear
it. Yeah, that's
and
you.
I'm probably the problem because they think everyone's like me.
Yes.
When in reality, more people are probably like you, and they just want to be there
and
enjoy it.
Care no conversation in the lap there.
Where are you from?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what was that like?
What about your parents?
Well, actually, let's not. Maybe that's a sore subject. Maybe we don't need to go down that road. Or maybe we do. Maybe they're proud of you.
Oh, would you like a drink?
I was that guy, too.
Barkeep, bring the lady some.
She wants a shot.
Yeah. No, bring her some Moscato with a straw.
Mango Scotto.
Yeah, with the bottle with a straw in it. Get the hell out of here, man. Drink had everybody thinking Moscato was fancy. Get the hell out. No, that's when I was back in them shakes then. And then I want Moscato. That's $25.
That's just sweet wine.
Dude.
That's all it is.
It sounded fancy when Drake said it. And so they all got the damn Moscato with the straw in it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Breath smelling like foot.
I can't I can't make fun because I've made bad alcohol decisions because of rappers before, too. We talked about it.
Yes, we know.
Bought the Rick Ross champagne, which was fine. It's not that bad. Definitely drank an Incredible Hulk or two, which, by the way, they're just advertising now on the radio, which I love.
Yes.
I get some Hypnotic and Hennessy and mix it together like it's 2002,
which,
again, I'm all for. Like, more things being like 2002 – the better. I see the commercial on the tournament of Melo and TJ Ford and those guys in the big suits.
Yes, which is
the
great.
The big draft suits.
Yes.
I would love it if one school decided to do the throwback TJ Ford, like, short jersey combo like he had when he played at Texas and then he was at Milwaukee. Like, he's the poster child for the bad big shorts, right?
Dude.
He's the one most associated because like, the picture when he played
that,
in Milwaukee.
That picture, but the crazy thing about those short pants.
How did we get there?
How did we get there?
Yeah.
I don't – because I was doing the big clothes.
Okay. Sure.
I remember, like, I wore the tall white tee. I did, because that was the thing in Miami. Because sure. I wore it when I was in Miami. Now, when I left Miami, I never wore another tall white tee again. But I wore, the tall white tee, tall black tee, But then everything evolves. Everything evolves.
But I just feel like, you're just, at that point, that's in your free time, right? You're just a guy out there wearing clothes, enjoying life.
Yes.
These guys are trying to play sports.
Yes. With big-ass shorts.
You got enough fabric to make three pairs of shorts.
Or the Fab Four.
Fab Five had them a little bit more baggy, but I don't know what the peak era was for that, somewhere between like 05 and 07, like when Florida was winning those national championships and like Greg Oden at Ohio State and all that. Because the weird thing was the shorts got really baggy, but then the jerseys were really tight.
Yes.
It was like you were wearing like a wife beater but with very baggy shorts. It was a bad look.
Yeah, it was. And hopefully it never goes back there. I mean, you still have some things where, because I ain't with all the tightness and everything like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I ain't with all the tightness.
Give me a happy medium.
Yeah.
I don't need like the shorts, because that's a big thing now with a lot of the college kids is like they'll roll the top of their shorts over a couple times to hike them up.
I understand the girls doing it.
Sure.
What's she doing it for, bro?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's just me.
Let them breathe.
Again.
Sky's out,
again,
eyes out.
My opinion. I'm just curious. Why the hell are you playing in little ass shouts?
I don't know.
Now the girls, I like. That's just the look with the young ladies rolling them shout pants up. Right. Yeah.
Apparently, one of the guys for Michigan State to start the game today had his shorts on backwards.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
How do you do that?
It happens.
But it happens. Like this morning, I got up, I put my boxers on backwards.
It happened.
It was an accident, but I noticed very quickly because they felt weird, so I flipped them around, and I was fine. Kept moving. He played with his shorts on backwards.
Maybe he plays with them backwards.
But they're winning, so he should keep them on backwards.
Oh, no doubt about it.
That's the thing, is like, if it was an accident, they got a Spartan on the side of their short.
Yes, they do.
Like, so everybody's got a Spartan on the right leg. He's got a Spartan on the left leg looking back.
Yes.
All the other Spartans are looking forward.
I can see the putting on shorts, but how do you put your shirt on backwards? That's just the ugliest feel in the world.
I don't know. He didn't do it.
When their jersey come on, they have the jersey on backwards before.
Well, that's so you can look like crisscross.
No, I'm saying, I'm not talking about that. That was I did it one time, dog.
Me
just
too.
Just once.
Yeah, because they had it in elementary school, they had crisscross.
Yeah, one time.
Dressed up like crisscross.
One time. Just did it one time ever in my life. And I thought I was doing it too.
Oh, me too. I thought I was doing it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Came down with the damn back.
Second grade bunk was feeling himself.
I came down. I think we were coming down to visit Auntie Melanie when Auntie Mel lived in Macon, and I came there. So we went to a restaurant so I could use the bathroom before we got there, and I damn sure went in the bathroom and turned my pants around. I thought I was doing it when I got there. And my cousin clowned the hell out of me, dog. The hell you think you doing? Oh, you thought you were teaching us something down here. I thought I was cool as hell until I walked in the house. My cousin lit my ass up.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Good thing they did.
Yeah.
Because it might have been more than once.
It could have been.
You might have been walking around with your clothes on back.
My cousin lit into me.
This hour, by the way, is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Again, just a couple games underway right now, Michigan State and Mississippi State. Michigan State's handling their business in that one, backward shorts and all. Duquesne and BYU, 5-point game, late first half, 33-28, Duquesne with the lead. The next game to start will be Akron and Creighton, and a full slate of games today, obviously. Hopefully you got your bracket in, because brackets are closed, by the way, with the tournament games underway. Who did you have winning the national championship?
I have Houston winning it.
You do?
Yeah, I got Houston and Creighton. I got Houston and Creighton in the national championship game.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had Kansas to start it off. Because I was bullish on Auburn, because I had Auburn, Kansas in the national championship.
I like Auburn a lot.
I got Auburn in the Final Four, though.
I feel like Auburn.
I got Auburn in Final Four.
I'm very boom or bust on Auburn
right
now, because they struggled a little bit at the end of the year. But the games that they've won. Mm-hmm. They blow teams out.
They beat the hell out of people.
Like, they have a chance, and it's funny because I think they have the same seeding that you didn't. UConn was a 4 last year, right?
Yep.
And then UConn rolled in the tournament and just blew doors off
everybody. They came
in
hot, too.
They won every game in the tournament last year by double digits, which is crazy. It's never happened before on a way to a national championship. That's what Auburn does to teams. When Auburn beats teams, I think in the 27 wins they had this year, 26 of them were by double digits. That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. So, I don't know. I'm not predicting them to win the national championship, but if they do – they go on a run like that and blow teams out like UConn did last year. The only problem is that region, that East region, that's the hardest one. UConn is the one seed. I think Illinois is really good. They've got a player that can go on a crazy run. Iowa State is really good.
Yes.
They beat the hell out of Houston in the conference title game. And then Auburn at the 4 seed in that division too. Like, whatever team comes out of there is going to be bruised. That's why it's going to be hard to come out.
But that's the thing about it. When you look at UConn, a lot of those guys are back from last year's championship
team. Oh yeah, and that's the thing about UConn. Like when you talk about Illinois or Houston or some of these other teams that might be able to go on a run and ride like one play, like a Kemba type run right. after a national championship, UConn's got five guys yeah. that on any given night can give you 25 points. Kemba. They're just so deep.
Was
like that's the thing about them.
That damn Kemba run.
No.
Woo boy. No. What a damn tournament.
Yeah, the only bad thing, and it's not bad for us, it's only bad for him, is that poor guy, that poor big from Pitt, they got switched out on Kemba in the Big East title game.
It was a wrap.
And Kemba gave him the old
rap.
The old step back, made him fall. That shot gets shown more than any other shot this time of year.
That
poor guy's just raising a family. You know what I mean?
And, you know,
He's just a high school coach in Pennsylvania somewhere now. And every March that play has to
get the guy shown. From week before I saw that clip with Childress.
Randolph Childress. Dude, that guy was nasty.
Yeah, dog. Oh.
He had some of the coldest handles. God Sham God back in the day was amazing. Yeah, I know. There was
loved college basketball.
Great guy. I know. Loved.
Loved.
I was obsessed with college basketball.
Loved college
basketball. Still very much enjoy it this time of year, but yeah, just the passion that I once had for it, unfortunately not there. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Again, just reminding you, we are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Just about to wrap things up for us, of course, at 2 o'clock. But Dukes and Bell are going to be here from 2 to 7.
Yeah.
We will also be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead tomorrow from 11 to 2 watching tournament basketball. And Dukes and Bell are going to be there as well.
Yeah, man.
So everybody's out and about for the NCAA tournament, which is awesome. Like, I have so many good memories back in the day of just having these, because the station I used to work for just carried the games.
Right.
And they start at 9 a.m. on the West Coast.
So yeah, that's true.
We just start broadcasting the games and everybody have the day off.
Right.
And we just have big watch parties at the Irish bar because it was oftentimes St. Patrick's Day, also the opening day of the tournament.
Right.
You just sit there at the bar all day.
Yeah.
Watch basketball.
Yeah, man.
All day long. So if that's what you're planning on doing tomorrow, come by and see us at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Andrew is also in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Andrew.
So, yeah, so maybe I'll pass by there tomorrow, actually. In light of the tournament here, I just wanted to see if you would power rank some of these teams that are playing. No particular guidelines at all, nothing specific. But, for instance, Morehead State, Longwood, St. Peter's, and they didn't make the tournament this year, but Oral Roberts, kind of where you guys are at with those two.
Okay. All right. So we got Morehead State.
One.
Okay. Longwood?
Don't know who the hell they are.
It's a college.
Okay.
Oral Roberts.
I know who Oral is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And St. Peter's. I think I'm going to go St. Peter's fourth.
Okay.
You
got it all.
I'll go Oral Roberts as my one seed.
That's fine.
By the way, remember that kid that played for them a couple years ago, Max Asemus, that scored all those points and had that nice run? I think they went to the Sweet 16.
Okay.
He plays for Texas now. He transferred to Texas.
Not surprised.
Yeah, so he's there. So he'll play against Colorado State.
Yeah. What was the last caller's name?
Andrew.
Andrew, go to hell. All right, don't be calling up here with no trick question trying to get us to say some dumb stuff.
Oh, I thought it was great.
What do you guys think? You know what the hell we think, Andrew.
Yeah, Oral Roberts and Morehead State.
You better not cut the Buckhead tomorrow, Andrew.
Get some blue chew.
Yeah, better not cut the Buckhead tomorrow.
All right, Skip is at a Bucky's in South Carolina. Hey, Skip.
Andrew, Randy, what's happening, dogs? How y'all doing?
Hi, Skip.
How you doing, Skip? I mean, are you still in the same car?
Yes, I am. Boy, I tell you, this game will be got some miles, boy. I'm getting some game miles, baby.
What's up, Skip?
Look at Randy. Hey, man. Randy, I hear you're going to be at Cheetahs, man. Well, yeah, Cheetahs. I heard John talking about Johnny's Hideaway. I'm going where the Cougars at. Y'all can have a Cheetah.
Oh, okay. I heard it's a nice place, man. John said,
I'm going to check it out. I'll let you know.
Yeah, the Hideaway.
No, my AMA, yeah,
Johnny's Hideaway.
Johnny's Hideaway. Yeah. That was Freaky's old spot.
Oh,
that's Freaky's. That's yeah. That was Freaky's old stomping ground.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, my AMA, man, is that okay? I'm stopping at Buckets. So that's one of my go-to stops. My AMA is when y'all doing a road trip, what is y'all go-to place that you got to stop at? Do y'all have one?
Oh, I definitely don't have one. Like,
my main goal is to not stop.
Yes, I'm trying to get it.
Yeah, that's my main goal.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it.
We're going on one tomorrow. We're driving from
y'all going to Bucky's tomorrow, right? Because y'all going down. Y'all going down.
We probably will. Yeah, we probably will go to Bucky's. Yeah, tomorrow.
I was so like against. I didn't even get the car. I did not.
Why?
Because I told you how I feel about that place.
I know, but why? Why? Mm-hmm. Just anti Bucky's.
Yep. Didn't even get the car. So it didn't.
Okay. So we'll probably stop there. I don't know. Like, because we're driving to Gainesville tomorrow. You know, 3-year-old and a less than 1-year-old. There's going to be stops.
Oh, you just got to get
there's
going
to be stops.
That,
I'm just trying not to have
get
as
past
many
that,
as possible.
That Eagles landing damn exit.
Right. We're
you
trying
gotta,
to get south of
get
all
south of
that,
that
by 3 o'clock.
Got
try
you.
To get south of that by 3 o'clock and then just get lucky on the way. Hopefully, Macon doesn't have it. You know, hopefully, you just don't catch traffic along the way.
Right.
But, you know, 3-year-old has to pee.
Yeah, man.
10-month-old has to eat.
Yep.
What if the iPad stopped working? You know what I mean? Like, there's a million things that can slow the road trip down these days, but the main goal is to not stop. Yep. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, I just got something to say, and then I ask you a question, Andy.
Okay.
With this Shohei deal, I can just give you firsthand, because I'm married into that culture. He didn't lose track of no money. I'll tell you that. My wife's an accountant, and my father-in-law does my taxes, and they don't miss a dime. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
And Andy, you probably – I mean, Randy, you're probably familiar with that.
Yes.
But, Andy, this is just some trash. Hopefully it don't get you in trouble. But if Ashley would have come at you like it's Andy Davis or this ain't happening – would you have went along with it?
That would have been a hard conversation.
Hell no, you wouldn't have went for it, dog.
Yeah, probably not.
No. See, you're saying too soft. Hell no.
Yeah, I don't. Probably not. I mean, the thing that it would have been, because she wouldn't have done that. Because, like, if you're not changing your name, it's hard to ask someone else to change their name. Something people do these days sometimes is hyphenate both of them. And I'm not a big hyphenated name person either.
Me neither.
But if that would have been – if that's a deal breaker, like, I want to get married to her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not – I'm not going to die on that hill. But, yeah. That didn't come up.
No. Well,
and that's fine for you.
No.
I don't,
hey, for me.
I don't think I would have cared that.
Like, I know Mr. Bunker. Love the man. I know one thing.
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wish – I would have loved.
Oh, my dad wouldn't care.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. 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 Stephen wouldn't care.
No.
Stephen would like, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Andy Davis.
I think my dad would have said, are you happy? I said, yeah. He would have said, cool.
Why you would have said, yeah, like that to dad, but you would have said, hell no, I ain't changing my name.
I don't know. It's a tough conversation because, like, you know, we try to generally goof off and have fun on the show.
Yeah.
But, like, this is, I don't know. It's like, I genuinely don't care. Like, if that would have been the deal for her, I probably would have done it. Probably would have done it.
Who's next?
All right. Tim's in Smyrna.
Yeah.
What's up, Tim?
Guys, if y'all could go back in time, what old timey hat would you rock of what era?
He said, oh, what?
Old timey hat.
Probably the Hornets hat.
I think he means like older than that. Like if you're
like style?
No. Yeah, like a top hat or like a old kind of like that. Like a George Washington hat or something like that. Like old timey, you know? Yeah, right. Something like that. Like I get where you're going with like the throwback Hornets hat from the 90s.
Right, right.
I think he's talking about like the 1890s or something like that. Like one of those kind of old hats.
Well, they didn't let us wear hats in, Andy. So I don't want to go that far back.
right. Mo's in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
What's going on, fellas? Oh, man, I'm not going to lie. Andrew's call was classic, and I was telling Bo, Randy, I don't know if you remember back in the days at the Cheetah, you used to be able to go in there, get free hot dogs, and dollar beers during the tournament. Like, that was my go-to
spot. I'll be honest with you. I've been to every shake known to man in the city of Atlanta. I've never been there before.
Man, the Cheetah is nice. I think they've done remodeled, but the Cheetah is nice. Just that word. So my question for you guys, in the spirit of the tournament, if you had four number one seeds for a candy tournament, who would your four number one seeds be?
Wow. I got to go Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers. I don't know. Twix, probably.
Kit Kat, Twix.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I like Reese's Pieces, too. I guess I just really like Reese's.
I'll go Reese Cup and a Snicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty – I don't have any, like, crazy off-the-beaten-path candy opinions, unfortunately. Let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show. We will start with Randy.
Andy is chalky of chalk. And he would have taken his wife's name, which I ain't mad at him for. Because the passion that he looked at me like, I love her, Randy. I will take it. Damn it. I love you even more, Andy.
Yeah.
And if Davis.
Got a problem with that out there? Let me know. If you need to know how to get from Athens to Macon, Randy has you covered.
Damn right.
He's got the directions for you. Kirby does, too. He flew.
He flew. Bougie.
Russ don't know about that hooky bookie.
No.
And, you're right there, Bungalow. Spit take that.
That was funny.
And then, just a reminder, man, like, it's a watch party, and you can watch that ass.
Yes, Abe. Don't be afraid of it. It don't bite.
All right. Dukes and Bell coming up next. Rob Tribble in for the next 5 hours with Mike. We'll check in with those guys after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.